Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Our opera for consideration this week is almost universally regarded as one of the great treasures of civilization. Much of its music is so recognizable by even the most casual of listeners that it hardly needs an introduction. The Marriage of Figaro, Mozart's immortal masterpiece, was created when the composer was at the height of his powers. It is the first of three operas that he composed with the assistance of another genius, Lorenzo da Ponte, perhaps the greatest opera librettist of all time. Le Nozze di Figaro, Don Giovanni, and Così fan tutte are known as the three da Ponte operas, and they constitute one of the most sublime collaborations in the history of creativity itself. The Marriage of Figaro is rightly loved for the truly lifelike vitality of its characters. Never before had a composer and a librettist given such full animation to human beings on the operatic stage. As you would expect, nearly all of these characters have arias in which they make their thoughts and emotions perfectly clear to the audience. But for today, I've chosen to focus on some of the ensembles in which Mozart allows his characters to interact with each other to music that can only be described as delicious. Listen here as Susanna and Marcellina feign mutual respect, but in reality, it's an ongoing barrage of targeted insults. Susanna strikes the sharpest blow when she makes note of Marcellina's comparatively advanced age. Susanna, the bride-to-be, almost always finds herself at the center of nearly every ensemble. In this next duet, she desperately tries to find a way for Cherubino to escape from the closet of the Countess's bedroom before the Count comes back to kill him. In the nick of time, Cherubino flings himself out the window into the garden below. Having conducted The Marriage of Figaro many times myself, I can tell you that this ensemble is as difficult a challenge to keep together as anything in all of opera. I'll wager that many of you have seen the film Amadeus. Perhaps you remember the scene in which Mozart, with great enthusiasm and pride, is telling the emperor about the section in his brand new opera where he sustains an ensemble for a full 20 minutes. He starts it as a quartet, and then begins layering fresh entrances of new characters until we get to the end in which everyone is singing at once in a state of complete confusion. Here is the tail end of the Act Two finale. Figaro, Susanna, and the Countess are the good guys. The Count, Basilio, Bartolo, and Marcellina come off as somewhat less than innocent. Mozart's music, well, it's hard to think of anything more exhilarating. This is the weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. As energetic and complex as are many of the ensembles in The Marriage of Figaro, there is no shortage of tenderness and beauty, moments in which time nearly stands still. Listen here to the tail end of this duet from Act Three. The Countess is dictating a note to Susanna. A note intended to ensnare the Count into what he thinks is going to be an illicit rendezvous with Susanna in the garden, where, she tells him, the breeze will be sweet in the pine grove. Mozart's music makes such an invitation irresistible. In nearly all of Mozart's great operas, the concept of forgiveness is given unusual poignancy. If to err is human and to forgive is indeed divine, nowhere does this concept receive more gloriously beautiful treatment than in the finale of the entire opera. The Count has very boisterously refused even to consider forgiving anyone that he thinks has wronged him. Yet, when he is caught publicly trying to cheat on the Countess, he has no choice but to beg her forgiveness. And the Countess, with music of seemingly divine inspiration, says yes. And just like that, forgiveness changes the world. Everyone sings, "On this day of torment, caprices, and folly, love finds its end in contentment and joy. Let's run to the party." Tomorrow afternoon's broadcast from the Met will feature a wonderful ensemble cast, including Adam Placetko as Figaro, Christiana Karg as Susanna, Luca Pizzarone as the Count, Rachel Willis Sorensen as the Countess, and Serena Malfi as Cherubino. Maestro Harry Bickett conducts. I hope you'll make your plans to tune in tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. I look forward to being with you next Friday as we prepare ourselves for the fun and schmaltz of The Merry Widow. This is Stephen White reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.